Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. We have a $50 gift card today to give away to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're going to be at what day, Hugh?
Thursday
from 10 to 2. We'll be there doing our show. Specials.
Days run together sometime,
yeah. Again, everyone could go out tomorrow, but we're going to be there on Thursday. $50 gift card on the line. Hugh's Clues. First clue again was famous veteran.
Iconic veteran.
Joining us right now, as she does every Tuesday this time, Devin Caney. Devin, what's up?
Dev.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's good. I mean, we got a lot going on.
Excited to be here in person.
Yes, this happens like once every 2 months.
Yeah,
once in a while I decide to grace you guys with my presence in person.
Yes. We appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to have you. And a lot to talk about, a week away from the NFL trade deadline. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, the A.J. Brown situation. Mm-hmm. So for you, would he even be on the table? Because that's what we're discussing today. Like, is this even something, if you're Howie and Jeff, would you listen? Mm-hmm. Or is it like, no, we're trying to win the Super Bowl, I'm not even listening to offers?
I would not even listen if I was them. I think... I understand that, like, the social media stuff and the antics, and like, it's not ideal, and I'm sure it's probably annoying for those within the organization as well. It's just kind of gotten to a point where it's like, come on, dude, like, let's figure this out. I think he really is injured. I think he is dealing with a hamstring. I think if they had to technically go, like, they really needed him on Sunday, perhaps he could have. He's been at practice but not practicing. I don't think that there's too much to read into in terms of that, in terms of him not playing. I just think, like, I know that Elliott reported and people have been saying, you know, they could rework the contract to negate the cap hit. At what point do we draw the line and say this just isn't worth it? Like, why are we making it so difficult to try to offload a player who's integral to our success and is one of the best wide receivers in the league? Like, it's just not worth it to me. And I think they need to try their best to work things out.
So I don't think the Eagles would want to trade him, right? They just gave him a new contract, mm-hmm. the one you're referencing, just mm-hmm. before last year's draft or two drafts ago, right? So I don't think the question really, this whole thing is, does he want to be here? Is he happy? Because the one thing that caught this past week kind of made my eyes open to two things. One, he put that Instagram thing up after his best game of the season, right? Yeah. Like, so I'm starting to wonder, is he ever going to be happy, right? You would think four catches, 121 yards, two touchdowns against
the
Vikings.
That made me pretty happy.
Right. That would make most receivers happy. Yeah. It did make him happy. Obviously, he said something about it. Yeah. And then, Devin, the way they played on Sunday, I do wonder, was that a coincidence, the way they played against the Giants?
They played very well on Sunday.
Their best offensive game of the year.
Yeah, and it did. I was listening to your show yesterday, and I agreed with something you said, Joe, where the offense just felt, I forget the word you used, but seamless, like effortless. Like nothing felt like it was forced.
Well, that was the word you used, but that wasn't a real word.
I heard you drop that word, and I was like, wow, that was a,
not a word.
Good pull.
It's a good word.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing. But
what is it supposed to mean?
Together, like synced up, syncopathy.
Syncopathy?
Yeah.
It's not it.
Yeah. I mean,
how about like synchronize?
That might be
syncopathy better.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the offense felt very effortless.
In concert.
Effortlessly, you know.
Concert.
In sync on Sunday.
No, I totally agree.
It could be a coincidence. It also could be that, you know, they're facing a Giants defense. I know their defensive front is really good, but they have some banged up guys in the secondary. So I'm sure that, you know, that helped the Eagles' offensive situation. And Jalen Hurts is playing really good football right now. The O-line, I think, played their best game of the season, especially with Cam Jurgens being out in that one. I think Fred Johnson coming in, he's like the unsung hero of this Eagles offense. When he comes in, they're extremely productive, especially in the run game. So, like, I think there's a lot of different factors, and I just don't think it's fair for us to say, oh, it's because A.J. Brown wasn't playing.
All right, but before we, and I know this could take us off track for a second, we'll get back to the conversation, but Hugh, I think the word is a word. So
how do you spell it?
Well, so syncopathy or syncopathy is not. So I looked it up. So the AI's the AI overview is telling me it's not a standard medical term. The correct term is syncope, which means fainting or a temporary loss of consciousness due to a sudden drop in blood flow to the brain.
Oh, wow.
Now, that might be what people feel like when they're listening to us have these AJ Brown conversations, but that it is something real. It has nothing to do with the Eagles offense, though.
And you know what's funny? I'm pretty sure some doctors out there that would listen to the show like, what the hell is he talking about?
Like, this is real. This guy is totally off.
What the hell is wrong with
him? This whole time you've been talking about, like, fainting.
Dizziness, nausea, fainting. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
all right,
crazy.
Blurred vision is part of it, which some people may say we have as we talk through this. All right, Devin, with the trade deadline, so the one part of it's going to be the AJ rumors. They're going to be there until it passes.
I think they'll be there until the offseason.
I agree.
Let's be real. But obviously, it's going to ratchet up now, you know, going into the deadline.
The other part, though, is what Howie actually might be wanting to do, right? Like, in terms of adding. So I feel like the last few weeks it's been edge or corner, or corner. Like, what is the biggest need? I don't know how much it moved your opinion on this, but watching the way Jalex Hunt played on Sunday, the fact that Nolan Smith is probably about to come back, signing Brandon Graham, I'm all in on getting a corner. I think they might have enough up front. If I'm Howie, I would trade for a corner over anything. Where are you at on what they should add?
I would be happy with either an edge or a corner. I think right now probably the biggest need, like you just mentioned, you know, with guys like Jalex Hunt stepping up, with Nolan Smith expected to come back, Brandon Graham will start, you know, getting more action once the bye week is over. That second outside corner spot is still an area that's targeted by opposing offenses constantly, because they know that whether it's a Dory Jackson or Keely Ringo, you know, that's going to be the spot to exploit on this Eagles defense. I will say, Jacorian Bennett, he wasn't active on Sunday, but he should be back after the bye. And I know that Vic Fangio had some praise. I don't want to say high praise, because I don't think Vic Fangio is high praise for anyone. But it seemed like Jacorian Bennett's future, at least this season, in that outside cornerback spot could be bright. But I wouldn't be opposed to bringing in an outside corner if they're able to get someone who can make an impact immediately.
Yeah, that's where I would go with it. We'll see where Howie goes by next Tuesday. So after you watched it, being on the sidelines and, like, kind of thinking about it for a day, are they fully back to you? Because that was the first time I felt watched them. It looked like last year. It was the first time I felt like, oh, they look dominant. Because all the, you know, the first handful of games and then into October, they were winning most, but it never looked like dominant. The Sunday, they, and I know it was a bad team, but that's the same bad team they lost to 2 weeks ago. Are they fully back in your eyes?
I'm going to say no, but it was a promising win. I'm going to say no because they have a really tough schedule coming up once they come back from the bye, right? They have the Packers, they have the Lions, they have to go down to Dallas. So, I mean, they have tough games coming up. I need to see how they perform. I need to, you know, learn more about where Cam Jurgens is at. So I don't know if I'm willing to say they're totally back just due to the injuries. Like, they had six guys out on Sunday against the Giants. And to me, you can't really say they're fully back when you're missing that many guys. And, like, I want to see what they look like when Nolan Smith is back. I want to see what they look like with Brandon Graham activated. I want to see a fully healthy O-line, if that's even possible. I'm not sure it is this season. So I guess just in terms of health, I'm not ready to say that. But in terms of performance, yeah, I mean, that was hands down the best performance of the season so far.
It was awesome. I mean, Hugh, Sunday against the Giants was everything we thought they were going to be when the season started. We just didn't see it for 7 weeks.
Yeah, synchronicity.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. I think that one works.
So you just sat there for the last 2 minutes.
Thinking of a new word to throw in there, to insert that word in there. But no, it was something, and that's what made it interesting. And it might have been the fact that AJ wasn't out there, that your sense of looking at the team was a little heightened, and you probably was a little bit hyperbolic. But they did look fluid. That was the thing. It just looked fluid. He looked comfortable. There was a lot of times where it felt like, you know, before this game that it was just slow. It looked disjointed. Yep. And there were a lot of miscues, or a lot of times we talked about him holding on to the ball a whole lot. Didn't look like that this weekend. And that might have been the way that the Giants were playing. That might have been the fact that on the second play from scrimmage, Saquon Barkley took it to the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there are so many factors that play into this. And that's why when we ask these questions, it's not like you're trying to run anybody out of town. It's trying to get people to think, because we need a pass rusher. You know, we need some defensive help. And I don't think it's out of bounds to ask the question, if you feel comfortable doing it, would you do it? That's it. It's not like nobody's mad at AJ. It's just that we have a need to put pressure on the quarterback. Even though we had a good game that game, we saw a young quarterback that played in his fifth NFL game.
They do seem to let quarterbacks, especially those who can scramble, slip away.
Yes.
Like, a lot.
And that's why when we have these conversations, it's not like you're trying to run anybody out of town, but you have to think about it in a way that the Eagles might think about it. You played, like I say, played against a quarterback, played in his fifth game. Mm-hmm. He struggled a little bit. Okay, you're playing against a quarterback when you come back from the bye who's been around the block 5-1-1 during on the season?
The Packers are, yeah.
Yeah. That yeah.
And they have a, they you have history. You're familiar with the squad.
Mm-hmm.
And they got somebody over there that can get after the quarterback. So it's going to be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you have to think outside the box, say, okay, what do we need? We probably need to put some pressure on that quarterback. So hopefully Brandon's going to be out there. Nolan Smith, is he potentially coming back for that game?
I think he's eligible, right?
Yeah, he's potentially coming back.
When he first was put on IR, I think they had the game after the bye, week 10, circled for him.
I think it's logical to ask yourself, going into that game after the bye, do you feel like you have enough pass rush to get after Jordan Love with the guys that you have coming back? And the progressions that you had Jahad Campbell make, Jalen Hunt make, do you feel like that's a position that looks like it's on the uptick?
It looks like it's on the uptick. I would never say no at this point in the season to adding more in that spot. Like, they still aren't getting to the quarterback as much as I think a lot of us would like them to. I'll also say, I feel like Jalen Carter has been getting better and better each week.
First sack of the year on Sunday.
Yeah. Like, you can tell, like, he wasn't holding his shoulder like we've seen him do in weeks past. Like, I feel like he's getting healthier, and sitting out that Thursday night game was really helpful for him getting like fully back with his heel and his shoulder. So that, we know how important he is to this defense, right? So I think that's massive. We talk about the guys getting healthy. That being said, like, I'm never going to say no to adding more on that defensive front. I just don't know if it necessarily has to mean like costing us AJ Brown.
Yeah, there are two separate things that are almost intertwined at the same time.
Yeah.
Look, if AJ wants to be here and he's on board, I don't think they want to trade him. I think they want to win the Super Bowl again, and he helped them last year. If he doesn't, though, I think they're going to listen to offers the next week. 215-592-9494. Devin hanging out for the segment. Will in the Northeast is with us. Good morning, Will.
That's what the mayor said.
Will is at work.
I know that because, like I said.
Really?
Now it's at work.
That's
put Will on hold.
That sounds spicy. What's happening?
We get a lot of people, because, you know, our time slot is a lot of, you know, people are at work.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't realize we're part of the meeting. They just, like, put us there, and then we listen to the whole meeting. What do we think Will does? That seemed like it was an intense work environment.
It seemed like, I don't know why I was getting courtroom vibes. It sounded, like, echoey a little bit.
Can you see Will in a courtroom?
Or at a body shop or something.
Oh,
body
yeah.
shop vibe.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it could be a courtroom, too. Albert in Maple Shade is up on WIP. Maybe at work, too. What's up, Albert?
Hey, how you guys doing
today? Hey, Albert. Sure, what's up, buddy?
So, I'm not going to lie. When I first called in, I was going to call you guys idiots.
Mm-hmm.
But, not going to lie, starting to, like, trend towards I would consider it. But we only got a first-round pick for him, so we can't get anything crazy. So, I feel like if they wanted to upgrade, we would also have to throw in, like, the picks as well. So, it's not just, like, AJ Brown. We're not going to get AJ Brown for, like, a second-round pick. I feel like if you're going to trade just AJ Brown, you're going to get at most, like, a third or fourth round pick. So I feel like if they really wanted to, they would have to throw in like a third round pick or something like that if they wanted to get like a good corner or a good edge.
So your point is you don't even think we're going to get that much from him. So if we want to get a player back, we're going to have to throw something in with it.
Well, yeah, because he misses time every single year, like at least the last 2 years at least, and he's getting older. So, I mean, 25-year-old AJ, we got a mid-first-round pick for. So,
right,
we
traded a first and a third, and he was, what, 20? You're right, 25, and we had to pay him at that point. So he was cheaper, too. Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to have to invest as well. So it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if it's high risk, high reward or not. I don't know what you guys would say, but if they can trade him and get, like a cheap edge rusher that's really good, like one of the Broncos edge rushers.
Oh, Hugh brought that up yesterday. Yeah, if we can get one of those guys.
For, like, Joey Porter, you know.
That's Benito,
like one
right?
Of those players,
like Benito, yeah. And Cooper.
I don't hear you. What'd you say?
He said Benito. He's talking about the Broncos edge rusher. Yeah.
Benito.
Like, one of those guys, or Joey Porter from the Steelers. But that, or, like, at least picks and a wide receiver, too, that we can have. Because I think Kyle said it earlier. Because if Devontae gets hurt, God forbid, like, we're screwed. Like, he's going to throw to Jahan Dotson, Mechie. We really – they were traded here for barely anything, former first-round picks for a reason.
Yeah, they'd be super thin at wide receiver. I agree on that.
Wide receiver would have
to be included.
There's a lot of Jahan Dotson disrespect on this show. I heard someone else earlier say
Kyle
that he
stinks.
What are we talking about? Do you see his catch on Sunday?
He mossed that guy.
He made some crucial catches.
I think he looks more comfortable and better than last year.
I'm sorry. His best season ever is putting up 500 yards in 17 games. He stinks.
But he doesn't stink.
I don't care that he mossed somebody.
He makes catches.
Jalen Reagor had a one-handed catch one time. I do not care.
Kyle missed the mossing.
You are not going to convince me that Jahan Dotson doesn't stink. I'm not budging.
Well, it is relative.
I wouldn't say stinks. Yeah. I wouldn't go there. Yeah. I mean, he's the wide receiver.
If the scale is Quez Watkins Kyle back in no his problem. Eagles days, he's better than
no
that.
Problem
better
than that. He has no problem.
Yeah, you didn't push back, though. Do you think he stinks?
I said I didn't think he stinks, but I'm letting Kyle live his truth.
He's not A.J. Brown,
No, I'm letting Kyle live his truth.
But are you comfortable if he's the number one receiver?
If Devontae gets injured?
Okay. If we trade AJ, we're one Devontae injury away from him being the number one.
Yeah, well, they just scored 38 with him as the two.
Wow. We're probably going to do that every week against the non-Giants.
What I saw.
We need to get real.
That's why you don't trade AJ Brown.
I can't unsee what I saw, Albert. These guys around here do that. All right, Albert, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues for the $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
That's not a bad guess.
That's a fun answer.
It's not a bad guess.
The first clue today, Devin, was a famous veteran.
Okay.
I think Forrest Gump's a fun answer. Now, I wasn't thinking fictional as much as that caller was, but that's a good answer. Troy in the Northeast. What's up, Troy?
Yo, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
Troy, what's up, pal?
Oh, man, listen. AJ Vane, I got a partner, I think, that might be a good fit. I was telling Kyle on the line behind the scenes. He said, you don't know if he would do it, but I'm going to see what you guys think.
Okay, what do you got?
And I think they'd be willing to give them up because they're in a bad spot right now. I think if we talk to the Dolphins, who, you know, is going to have a good draft pick in the inside because of their record, they're not looking to win nothing this year. The coach is about to get fired. I'll try to get Waddle. Maybe if we can't get a draft pick, we get another player. Like, maybe we could get Rasul Douglas come back here, or even Matthew Judon, or, you know, they got what's the linebacker? Willie Gay? He's not too bad either. So, what do y'all think about that?
Well, we need a pass rusher, though. Why are we gonna? You talking about a fire sale for the Dolphins?
He's replacing AJ with a different
Waddle.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
Well, the Waddle thing. The first thing I thought of was his connection to Jalen. He played with him at Alabama too, right? Just like Devontae Smith did, and they were there together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Good fit. That's what I think. And Kyle was saying that he thinks that Waddle is probably like a Devonta Smith 2.0, or maybe 1.2 or whatever, or 2.0. I don't know, man. I think they'd be complimenting each other.
Waddle's a good player. Yeah, I mean that Kyle would not be able to be worried about the receiving core if we got Waddle back. I mean, Waddle's a legitimate
bonafide.
He's a good player.
He's not as good as AJ Brown.
No, but. I mean, you're not going to find a receiver that's
actively looking to downgrade in a season where I'm trying to go back to back.
I understand.
Trying to go back to back, guys.
Yeah,
but it's hard.
Yeah. Well, can AJ get on board with the back to back, or do we just got to put tweets and Instagrams and make sure the quarterback is prepped on this before press conferences? Troy, I think your idea is interesting. Troy, what do you got for us for Hugh's Clues? What's your guess?
Can you give me the clue one more time?
That ain't how it worked, but we're going to do this for you, Troy, because we like you. It's an iconic veteran.
Iconic veteran, Troy. Someone that was a veteran.
How about George C. Scott?
Who?
He went old school.
Who's
with
George
that
Scott?
With George. He was a famous actor.
George Scott. You know who George Scott is?
Didn't he play Patton? If that's who I'm thinking about.
I don't
about.
Know who that is. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I see. That is old school.
Dog. You aged out. You
he
can't.
Did play Patton.
Story of my life. Okay.
Hold on. He did play Patton, which, of course, came out in 1970.
Yeah, I don't know.
George C. Scott, he old as Methuselah.
Yeah. This can be a real person or a fake fictional
No, this
person?
Is a, well, he, this was a real person.
We try to the Forrest Gump guesser just took on
that's the idea.
So good guess, but not, so it is a real person.
It is a real person. Now, George C. Scott, of course, passed in 1999. So there's a reason why maybe you didn't know he was, Devin. It's been a while here. Devin, what did you think of what Tank Bigsby did? Do we have something here?
I think we do. And I was kind of, I don't want to say waiting for this, but when they first signed him, I was like, why would they just bring in a guy? Because I remember hearing about him all last season, and I was like, why would they just bring him in? I know that kickoff returns are, you know, a bigger factor in the game with the new rules, but that just felt like minimizing his potential role with the team, just knowing what I'd seen from him in the past on other teams. So, I mean, I love to see him pop off. I don't know what it means for A.J. Dillon. We haven't really seen A.J. Dillon. I mean, he was an inactive, in Minnesota, I think. So I don't know what it means for the depth in terms of that position, but, like, Tank Bigsby, have yourself a day. I mean, two running backs with over 100 rushing yards, I'll take it.
Yeah, I wonder if A.J. Dillon's going to be here. I mean, they have to make roster moves. When B.G. gets activated and Nolan Smith, it could become a numbers game here. Zach in Roersford's up. What's up, Zach?
Oh, what's going on, everyone?
Zach, what's up, pal? Man.
Nothing. I just wanted to, of course, weigh in on the AJ situation here, and I agree with you, Joe, and you. I've been saying this since the first time, you know, it was obvious that he's not happy. Like, this is a team sport, okay? And he said after the Super Bowl, his whole motivation is to dominate, you know, players individually on the field. And that's all good and well, but if that means that he's not going to put what's good for the team before what's good for him, then I mean, what are we even talking about? You know, and I understand wanting to go back to back. I want them to do that as much as anybody else. But if he's here and he's not happy, we're not getting the A.J. Brown that everybody's afraid that we're going to lose if we do trade him. So I say he's got to go.
Yeah, and Zach, we haven't gotten that guy most of the season. I know he had the huge game against Minnesota, but you look at the him compared to other receivers this year, he just hasn't had the kind of year we're used to. So, like, to me, Zach, if he was still playing like he did in 2022, 2023, then you can't even consider it. But
right.
He's not. I mean, he's just, they're not. I think the number one receiver on the team right now is Devontae Smith. I think he's become their number one target.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like, I don't want, you know, Jahan Dotson. I don't think he stinks, but I certainly don't want him to be, you know, one injury away from our number one. But at the same time, like I said, I just think AJ is a bigger distraction right now than what he's even putting on the field. Had an awesome game against the Vikings, and he's still complaining. It's like, dude, if you want individual accolades, go run track or something, you know?
That is a way to do it. He could run track. Zach, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues.
Is it Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley.
He wasn't a kind of veteran, though.
This is a good. You actually have come up with something good here, Zach. Appreciate it. This is maybe the best.
Did we play Elvis a couple days ago?
We did.
I think we did. Yeah.
So it was Suspicious Minds. Is that the song we were playing?
Go on together. With Suspicious Minds.
All right, we got another clue coming up for you on the other side. Devin, we appreciate you hopping in.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
There she goes. Devin Caney with us, as she is every Tuesday at 11. All right, we got a lot coming up on the show. At 12 o'clock, you'll hear Nick Sirianni, what he said to the morning show this morning. Ross Tucker will join us coming up at 12:30. I'm curious his thoughts on the A.J. Brown situation. Kiss the baby later in the show.
Kiss the baby.
And, of course, you people. On the other side, your phone calls on A.J. Brown. Is he even on the table for you? Like, if you're Howie Roseman, would you listen to trade offers? Would you consider? I would. I mean, if I get something big now, and I'm under the impression, and you may disagree with this, I don't think he's on the team next year. So if I have this kind of deadline where I know by March he's gone anyway, I have to start listening now. If I get a better offer now than I might get in the offseason, I'm going to listen to it. 215-592-9494. Plus, we got to get to a team that went from you couldn't stand them to, man, they're exciting very quickly.
Weenie scale.
Yeah, the weenie scale is tipped. The Sixers 3-0. We'll talk about Edgecombe Maxey. Another win last night for the Sixers. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatic Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks, well, their rewards are just flat. But FanCash, ha-ha, is the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack fan cash. With Fanatic Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% fan cash back on your wagers, win or lose. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with Profit Boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. That's the real value of your sports fandom. Did I also mention they are giving away millions in FanCast this year with games like FanCast Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to a sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clapping your hands, Hugh.
I'm excited, man. Shout out to Cooper DeGene. He was at the game last night, him and Big Dom. And some comedian, dude. I don't know the comedian.
Big Gillis? Dom had a big day. What did he bring?
Yeah,
pizza.
He brought pizza to Scataboo.
Yeah, it was nice of him.
Yeah. Dom's a good dude, man.
Well, and they went to a good game last
night.
Kyle, though. Yeah, it's okay. We're trying to calm that down.
What'd I do?
Too much. Too much.
No, he just don't like you.
Here's what I like. I'm trying to protect Kyle here. Here's what I do like. I like the 3-0 Sixers, Hugh. How about this basketball team? 3-0. I think Elliot posted this last night. They didn't get their third win of the season last year until game 15, which means if my math is correct, they were 3-12 to start last season. They're 3-0. That Magic team is talented. A lot of people think they have a shot to come out of the East. That's a good basketball team they beat last night. 3-0. Maxey last night drops 43 points. And how about VJ Edgecombe, Hugh? This kid, number 3 pick in the draft, he has come in here and he has been not just good, he has been excellent through his first 3 games. Last night, 26 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. He had that block shot on that chase down. Guys, when I watch him, I see so much of young Dwayne Wade. When he blocked that shot, I was like, that's young Dwayne
that
Wade.
Want to, man.
Man, his athleticism is off the charts. He gets to the basket. He could shoot better than I think any of us thought he would as a rookie. This backcourt, they have the most What do they have, 186 combined points or three games? It's the most a backcourt has had in like 50 years to start a season.
I tell you what, Kelly Oubre has been rejuvenated on this squad too, man. You know, him, Maxi, and VJ, they're kind of like right now, they're kind of the core of this squad.
Well, when you have two guards that can get to the basket like those two, you know, that third banana on the outside, that wing or that guard, he's going to get open shots. Kelly Oubre keeps getting open shots because of Edgecombe and Maxey. And, you know, eventually when McCain gets back, he's going to get those open shots when they all play together. It's a great start, Hugh, for this team. I mean, 3-0. I mean, it's pulled me back in. Edgecombe on opening night pulled me back in. But just watching the energy they're playing with, they've got a chance to be way better than people thought.
It's exciting. And I think that, you know, it was kind of sad. And I get it. I'm not mad at anybody for feeling the way that they feel. Mm-hmm. But the stadium, from what I saw, from my vantage point, was watching television. And it looked like it was as packed as it should have been. I mean, I know that that's probably because a lot of Sixers fans are, you know, they're jaded when it comes to this squad. But I think you have something to be excited about. I mean, they've played exciting football. They played exciting basketball the last couple of days. They really have. And, you know, we don't know what the future holds, but the East is not that strong. So, you know, you just never know. I think you need to give these young cats a chance.
Well, you know, they clearly have earned that. Maxey is a guy that people have believed in for years now, deservingly so. He's a really good player. And Edgecombe is way ahead of where he was the guy I wanted in the draft. But if you had said to me that he'd do this his first three games, I would have said, let's calm down. This might be where he'd be at the end of the year or next. I didn't see this coming his first three games. I mean, he is, and he's way ahead. I mean, I did remember reading some things where he talked about the international game because he played with the Bahamas. Like, that was a little more like the NBA game, and it was more open like the NBA game. But he didn't play like this in college in terms of shooting. He's better now than he was in a lot of ways in college. He's been awesome. Now, Hugh, the other part of last night, of course, was no Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Right, because he was sitting out the front end of the back-and-back. They're going to play tonight against Washington. And then you pointed this out a couple nights ago. It was interesting. We didn't get to it yesterday. But Embiid, after Saturday's game, where they won at home over the Hornets, he expressed some, I guess, frustration with the minutes, the way the minutes are being distributed here.
Yeah, he said something to the effect that he'd rather just go home and hang out with his family.
Let's hear it. Here's Joel Embiid Saturday night about the way they're distributing his minutes.
Well, I'd rather not have minute restrictions, but I'd rather get it out of the way. The longer I sit, the shorter stints, you don't get in the rhythm. You play 2-3 minutes and you got to get out. That's like 2 or 3 up and down. That's literally nothing. I might as well just stay home and, you know, be with my family. And, you know, longer stints, you're actually able to let the game come to you. But then again, longer stints also means you might be done by halftime. But I can't sit for too long. And, you know, you know, being in shape is one thing, but being in basketball shape is another thing. You need to play, and you need to play a lot. Instead of, you know, playing 6 minutes and sitting out another 10 minutes and coming back and playing another 6 minutes, you're not going to go nowhere. So, but I guess I trust them, man. Until I'm over it, I'm going to keep trying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your reaction to all that, Hugh? I mean, he's obviously got some frustration towards the plan that is designed to help him stay healthy.
I like Joel Embiid, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm taking shots at him because I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think that he was a phenomenal player, but the reality is, dog, you played 19 games last year. You played 19 games. And you have not been reliable over the last two seasons.
Well, even beyond that.
You haven't been reliable. And we have to figure out, you have to understand that at some point, they're going to have to make a contingency plan to move on without you. That's a fact. I know it's not a good feeling to be. It's not a good place to be, knowing that, you know, you're probably aging out. That's that. What's that? Rondé Barber told us that a few weeks ago.
He told you.
I'm gonna start running with that.
You were aging out.
Hey, dog, aging out a little bit, and you got your money.
Yeah.
And sit back and enjoy the ride and contribute where you can. I know it's easy for me to say because I've been done for a while, but that's kind of where you are. Like realistically, or get healthy, get healthier, and then go out there and try to contribute.
So I understand. It's got to be difficult to get in a rhythm when you play in short stints, right? And you can't get into basketball shape without playing basketball. There's an irony to this, though. This plan has been created because he can't stay on the court, right? They're trying to keep him as healthy as possible. I get it. I don't love that. I might as well just stay home with my family. I mean,
Well, that's a shot at. That's like you're not using me. But, dog, you have to be realistic about where you are. You have been hurt. You sat on the sideline last year. And there was a point where you had played it was a milestone where you missed more games than you played. And that was a big deal.
Yeah.
So for you to sit there and I get you're upset. You don't like it. I understand that. That's a tough pill to swallow. But let the young kids play, man. I mean, you had your time. You've been banged up. If you're being honest with yourself, let the young kids do their thing, man.
Yeah, and look, it's been a decade of the Sixers trying to come up with a plan to keep him healthy. Him kind of half-heartedly going along with the plan. There's been many games over the years where he's questionable or they're not sure right up until the warm-up, and then he decides he's going to go. I'm over the whole Embiid health thing. If he'll be out there tonight, we'll see how many minutes he plays. If they keep him in short stints because they think that's what's best for him, he's got to deal with it. That's bottom line. Let's hope he's awake tonight, though. You see his tweet last night?
What did he say? He was asleep.
Well, 2:48 a.m., Joel Embiid. I do appreciate – this is my favorite part of Joel Embiid is he loves baseball. I love baseball, too. He tweeted last night at 2:48. I have a game tomorrow. Let's end this. LOL. What a game at MLB. He's not wrong. That was an all-time
World Series.
Y'all
stayed up. That was like, 20 innings, wasn't it?
Well, I tried to stay up. I can't do it.
I fell asleep after 11 and feel great about it after waking up and seeing it win 18. Like, that was a good decision.
It might have been the 9th or the 10th. I don't remember the extra innings. So at some point, I fell asleep on the couch. But that was, I mean, I watched the highlights this morning. It was such a great game that I was getting kind of getting goosebumps watching the highlights. That was an all-timer. Did you see How many times Shohei Ohtani reached base last night?
No, but I heard it was a lot because my ticker, my sports feeder,
yeah,
it was going off last night a lot.
He reached base 9 times last night.
It was like I saw it was said the best player on the planet. Why do y'all subject yourself to that though?
What do you mean?
To watch that team that beat our ass and sent us home. Why y'all do that?
Because I
love
baseball.
I mean, I hear you, but they
would you
sent
not
us
watch
home.
The Super Bowl? Because yes. Oh, stop.
I had like no.
No, if, but, oh, the only but, time but, I've but that was when you were a player.
I mean, I still feel some kind of way. I don't. If the Eagles weren't in it, I didn't have to watch the Super Bowl. Like
I could not watch the Super Bowl.
No, I mean I don't because I feel. You know what's funny? I still feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
Every year, it's gone. It's not as bad as it once was. But yeah, I still feel some kind
of
way.
I actually think there's more people out there like you than maybe you think. I think there's plenty of people probably in this city that are not watching the World Series. I love baseball. I'm going to watch it. I like to see how much better we need to get to beat the Dodgers. I mean, it's not just that series. Like, they are about to become a dynasty. That raises the bar for us. They're up 2-1 in this series. 18 innings last night. 215-592-9490. You could chime in on the Sixers, your reaction to them going 3-0 to start this season. Maxey and Edgecombe have been unbelievable here. And, of course, Embiid with the minutes and all that. He'll play tonight down in D.C. against the Wizards. All right, let's get back to the conversation with all this. And the A.J. Brown talk, is he even on the table for you? He absolutely is for me. I mean, if I'm getting a big offer, I would consider moving A.J. Brown right now. Kyle would not. Hugh's with me. Hugh, before we go back to the phones, though, I think everyone needs a second clue for Hugh's clues. We have a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. It's on Main Street there. We're going to be there from 10 to 2 Thursday morning into afternoon doing our show. Specials all day long. KlondikeKates.com for details. Hugh, clue number 2.
Yes. This individual's career spans half a decade. Half
a century.
Half a century. That's what I meant. Not 5 years. Half a century.
I was going to say.
I said it with so much confidence.
You did.
Too,
but then I was like, 5 years is not. Yeah. That's
and
not.
And then when it came out, you know how when it comes out, you might be like, damn, no, that's not it.
Half a century.
Half a century.
Now that's something to talk
that's
about.
That's something to talk about.
I mean, a 50-year career is not
that's
bad.
What I said 5 years. What the hell are you talking about? You, Jalen Hurts?
Someone's like, why is he so excited about a 5-year career? That's not even that much.
He's an idiot. I deserve to be called an idiot for that.
That's okay.
That
was, all right. Clue number 2. Guy's career has spanned half a century. 215-592-9494. Tony in Glenside is up on WIP. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Tony?
This is it. The Joel Embiid is the epitome of selfish. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that because he's so frustrated with the young kids playing. You know what I mean? He wants to get out there now and slow the game up. I think Joel Embiid should just focus on being a big Dennis Rodman. Get 20-20, let the young boys play at the top and shoot jump shots and he just get rebounds and putbacks. I think that's the epitome of what he should be.
Tony, I agree. He's a role player.
Tony,
he's a role player now. He's got
to
deal with it.
He is a role player now. Yep. He need to play the role, set picks, go to the basket, let the young boys drive, kick it to him. He dunk. That's it. Play defense. All right, let's talk about this AJ.
Go ahead.
My thing with AJ, I agree with AJ because at this point in time, he's playing for legacy. He's already rich. He already got a Super Bowl. Okay? He's playing some
hold on.
Tony, what you doing, Tony, man? You outside? Is the wind blowing? What you doing?
Tony's going for a run, obviously, or something. Tony, I want to hear
Tony
all your...
Tony came in on fire, too.
I know. Tony, I want to hear all your points. Let's get the phone together, and then we'll talk through the whole thing. All right? Juice in South Philly's up.
Juice.
Hugh, what's up, Joe?
Juice, what's up buddy?
Already. What's up? So, real quick... before we get into the AJ Brown, which I think you guys bumped your head a little bit, Hugh, I got JoJo here with me.
Let me check my fantasy football.
You're
standings,
actually back
man.
On track. Last time I checked,
there was never a doubt. JoJo, Joe tried to get in my head and make me talk bad about you, but I wouldn't.
I didn't. That's not true.
So I just wanted to tell you both. You play me this week. You're going down. I'm sure JoJo already started the trash talking last night, but just saying. Right now, you're right on spot in front of me. So, sorry to do it to you guys, Hugh, but I got to do what I got to do.
Well, you know what I'm noticing here? I'm pulling up the standings for our league. So, Johnny's 8-0. Johnny is rolling. He's got, I think he has Jonathan Taylor on his team, which leads to that. I'm at 6-2. Hugh, you and JoJo are 5-3.
That's not bad.
Juice, I think you're at 4-4. That what I'm noticing, though, down at 3-5 outside of a playoff spot is Kyle Quinn, that's
nobody.
How about
nobody safe from the trash talk?
Wow, not a great year. Okay,
Kyle, what you got to say? Nothing?
All right. Well, you better be careful, buddy, because I'm carrying our fantasy team in the WIP league.
Oh, yeah. So he spun that.
You notice how he said carry. Yeah. Like I'm not a contributor. Yeah. I contribute.
Well, you're not.
Yeah. Not bringing snacks.
Who's on your team? in the WIP league.
Name Baker one. Mayfield.
Is that true, Kyle? Do you guys have Baker?
I don't even remember. Dude, I'm in way too many leagues. Way too many leagues.
All right, Juice, go ahead.
All right. So real
I just
quick,
threw that up against the wall.
The AJ Brown thing. So I don't feel like we need to trade him. There's been a lot of people that are, let's just say, not happy with their work environment, but they still go to work every day and be professional.
Mm-hmm.
I get it that if you don't want him here, you can save cap and all that. But we're, like Kyle says, we're trying to win this year, not next year. And I feel like everybody keeps forgetting that we are not going to put ourselves $90 million behind the cat or behind the eight ball by trading him this year.
Juice, I disagree. So that point, I don't think it's a big deal. I really don't. The Eagles took on the biggest cap hit in NFL history to trade away Carson Wentz. And the dead cap, I don't think teams really care about it anymore. I mean, the Denver Broncos took on a $95 million cap hit to dump Russell Wilson. They, I think 45 or 50 of their cap this season, they're paying Russell. Russell's the backup on the Giants. I just don't think dead cap matters to teams like we think it does.
Not like it used to.
I mean,
make it too much
money. I get that, but we also got, I'm going to say, more for Carson than we're going to get for A.J. Brown.
Probably because he was a quarterback, and the Colts thought he could still play. Yep.
You got to remember, other teams know A.J. Brown is disgruntled, so they know that the Eagles are basically trying to get rid of him. They're not going to pay top dollar for A.J. Brown right now.
Do you think they're going to pay top dollar in the offseason?
I think they'd be easier to get rid of him when he's coming off his fourth straight 1,000-yard season.
So that,
than it is for him.
That's fair.
So, Juice, that's a fair point, and maybe in the offseason you have more teams involved. I think there's one thing we have to consider, though. What if he keeps getting hurt? Like, we could have a depreciating asset in our hands. I mean, if that hamstring doesn't go away and he ends up with 600 yards this year and he's being paid $35 million, whatever it is, next year, 32, it's not going to be easy to get a lot for him. I think this is a challenging situation for Howie, Juice. I think they want to keep him. I don't think they want to trade him, but I don't think this is easy for them.
I don't either, and I feel like, you know, after you get fed the way that you're asking to be fed, you shouldn't really be running on the Twitter sending, you know,
right.
more.
Yeah, that's
so I
crazy
agree with that.
Him.
I don't agree with the way that AJ's handling it. It kind of gives off a little bit of T.O. vibes, to be honest with you. Maybe not as aggressive as T.O. was, but he's still throwing out those, you know, little innuendos like, you know, yeah, that he wants to not be here, but he won't come out and say it.
Right, and that's the frustrating part for I think for them, and obviously for us as fans. Juice, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What are you thinking?
I was going to say Tillman, but he didn't last 50 years, so I'm going to go with General Omar Bradley.
General Omar Bradley.
He went old school
Juice,
with that one.
Appreciate it. Not it. All right, let me ask you guys a question because he brought up the Instagram from last week, and we're all wondering is AJ upset or not. Would you guys, if you were Howie and Jeff and Nick, you know, I don't know who would be the one delivering the message. Would you give AJ an ultimatum this week?
I don't know about ultimatum.
The way I'm thinking of it is either you want to be here or you don't. And if you do want to be here, we're done with the distractions. So we want you here. We don't want to trade you. But if you're on board, you got to show us you're on board. Like, I know some people think this isn't a big deal. Hugh, we brought it up the last week or so. The fact that they have to prep Jalen Hurts for his press conference every Wednesday on what AJ is tweeting and Instagramming is a joke. That's a distraction. So, like, is it crazy for them to say no more? We want you here, and if you want to be here, we're not going to trade you, but we need your word that that stuff's done.
I'm going to say this before I answer your question, Joe. Football players are different,
mm-hmm.
and they're motivated different. Now, the biggest issue that we have with this situation is I think we don't know what's wrong with AJ. Right. We don't know what the problem is.
We don't really know what it is.
No, yeah. we don't know.
We just see what he puts out and the energy he gives off.
And it makes you wonder, where is it coming from? Because you can look at it from this perspective. It could be he's looking for attention and we give it to him.
Sure could.
I mean, because that's our job. That's kind of what we do. Because you can ask about the timing of the tweet from last week. And you pointed out the fact that it was during the BG day,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it came down. I don't know. I don't know, but I think that when you ask, I think this is how this conversation is going. When you ask him what's wrong, he says nothing. And I think Big Dom is probably talking to him and trying to get through to him to try to figure it out. But it's one of those things where it's way more complicated than we will ever know. And it's probably way more frustrating to him than we will ever know. I'm not trying to get AJ out of here. Let me say that first. But when you have a player on your squad for whatever reason that's not meshing with everybody else and the ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl, that puts you in a position where you want to do what's best for everybody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you want to put AJ in a position where he's successful, he feels comfortable because you're not getting the maximum out of him. You know, you're not. It's like if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You know, we talk about how much money we've paid him, but the production hasn't been there this year for whatever reason.
Right.
So now you're trying to figure out twofold. How to get your team to get back to that Super Bowl caliber team that they once were, that they look like this weekend in a small mm-hmm. sample size, mm-hmm. and keep AJ happy. That's the thing that I think people are failing to realize. Like, you need to look outside the box just a little bit and try to figure out how can we make this better. Like, and if this, say for instance, hypothetically, if we did trade AJ and we got a pass rusher, doesn't that make AJ happy? He goes to a team potentially that he's getting the ball 15, 20 times a game, and we get a pass rusher that's going to help us be a better football team to help us get to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's how you have to think about it. This is not – these decisions aren't emotional decisions. They're not made with emotion. They're made –
mine are.
Well, because we're fans. But when we think about these hypotheticals, it's – at the end of the day, is to make the team better.
That's what every team's trying to do, yeah. Right? Of course. I also think it would be fair if they just ask him flat out, do you – I know he's been asked in the media, do you want to be here, right? That was, a month ago? Like, if I'm Howie and Jeff, I ask him, not without any malice, not, like, confrontational, and AJ, do you want to be here? Are you happy here? Do you want to stay on this football team? And if he says yes, then let's go win another Super Bowl. But yeah. if he says no, then I'm getting him out.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, like, because he has – in some ways expressed that he wants to be here, but actions speak louder than words.
Yep,
a lot of times.
Well, I think they all, sometimes. I think that's a fair way to put it. Sometimes.
Yeah. Not all the time.
Not all the time, but sometimes they do.
I'm just saying, like, look, I agree with you. If it's a situation where, like, if he's knocking on the door saying, I want out of here, there's nothing I can do. Like, my hands are tied. But, like, unless that's happening, I'm not considering putting them on the table. Like, I just view us as a better football team now and next year and the year after with AJ Brown than without him.
I wish we knew what was going on.
It's hard for me to imagine this continues for multiple more years. It's very loud and it's very distracting and it feels uncomfortable over there. Like, I know they got through it last year, won the Super Bowl, but now we're doing it again this year off a Super Bowl. So I've already in my mind decided he's probably not going to be here long term. I just don't think this marriage is going to last much longer. And that's why I think the best thing to do now is listen to the offers. If they get something huge, I would move him right now. If they don't, I try to patch this together and we go to the offseason and we see where we're at. That's how I would approach it. 215-592-9494. Is AJ even on the table for you? If you're Howie, would you listen to offers over the next 7 days? We're a week away. We're a week out from the NFL trade deadline. I would listen. Hugh would too. Kyle says no, not even
says
on the table.
No.
All right, where are you at on all that? We got Hugh's Clues for a $50 gift card.
$50.
It's a good prize.
Yeah,
it really is.
And that case is nice.
We're going to be there Thursday. You can go tomorrow if
Third
you choose.
Thursday.
But we're going to be there in Newark on Thursday doing the show from 10 to 2. Come on out. We got a chance to go there last year. It's a really cool place. Thursday, of course, also the day of the Norfolk State Dell State game. So it's going to be a fun day there at Klondike Kate's coming up on Thursday. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get to everyone's phone calls and Nick Sirianni's conversation with the morning show. He was asked, what's the latest with AJ Brown? You'll hear that next. To Cameron, Richie, and Sirianni coming up along with your calls. 215-592-9494, midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP, the NBA and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, Now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel's giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.